Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. All right, everybody ready? All right, I'm going to mute everybody.
That's a little low, Rob. You're a little low for me. Maybe it's just me.
Is it better?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's great.
Okay.
And now we could sort of see a little puffy nip.
Sure, it's a little tight, I guess, but it's for the best.
This meeting is being recorded.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Megadeth announced the name of their new album will be The Sick, the Dying, and the Dead. It's an autobiographical concept album about David Ellefson, Dave Mustaine, and Nick Menza, respectively. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Get it? The Sick, the Dying, and the Dead? That's a thing. Okay. Welcome. Hello.
Hey.
It's the Metal Injection Livecast.
I think it's about how he felt after he ate that bad lasagna from Mrs. Menza.
What is the sick, the dead, and the dying? Is that something that he's...
It's the sick, the dying, and the dead.
But like, and, is that from something?
It's the next Danzig movie.
Or did he invent that?
It's the title of the title track of the new Megadeth album.
So I thought maybe it was like the good, the bad, and the ugly, like it existed in a movie or something.
Well, maybe it's a, you know, Dave Mustaine is a very political person. Maybe it's his take on the current American healthcare system.
Yeah, he saw it on Parler. That's why he got that that title.
Yeah, it's all about the COVID hoax.
Oh, we don't know about that. We don't want to jump to conclusions here. But it is true. Dave Mustaine named that his album on his Cameo. His Cameo continues to be a source of breaking news. Do we want to quickly watch this Cameo as we kick off another edition of the Metal Injection Livecast?
It's called COVID Isn't Real and Vaccines Don't Work to Stop It.
That was the initial the initial idea, but then the label was like, maybe not, right, Dave?
You talked them out of it.
Yeah, like, let's cast a wider net with this one. So here's the story. Let's get to the...
It's younger, I would say, right? Last time. Let's be fair, it's a low bar.
Maybe it's because... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me start that over. Maybe the reason he looks younger is because his hair is pulled back, whereas the previous ones, maybe his hair was down. I love how I'm disappearing.
I was going to say, you're exactly half disappearing. It's amazing.
All right, let's hear this.
And me, and if you listen real close. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Happy 43rd birthday.
Where are you going with that gun in your hand?
From Camille and me. And if you listen real closely, you can hear in the background, look over my shoulder. Uh-oh. There's the Pro Tools rig with the new album doing a rough mix. And you're getting to hear a little bit of it in the background for your birthday. This is the beginning of the song, The Sick, the Dying, and the Dead, which is our title track. And I just wanted to say happy birthday to you. I'm going to go in the other room now so you don't get over
it. He just gives it away like it's nothing.
I hear you like Symphony of Destruction and In My Darkest Hour. Those are two cool songs to play live. And I don't know if you're a guitar player or not, but they're really fun to play live. And if you aren't a guitar player, I'm glad that you found some way to appreciate them for the tracks that they are. Anyways, I've got a busy day today of recording and fixing vocals and finishing up my guitar solos, and got a couple of little rhythm things to fix today too.
I did everything. I have two observations about this. First of all, did anyone think that putting Dave Mustaine on Cameo would result in anything other than him being uncontrollably diarrhea of the mouth and revealing everything about his life?
Yeah. Well, I think it's fine ultimately, you know, like I don't think his management minds. It gives a value to this Cameo thing for them.
I'm saying that's fine. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying this was inevitable because he can't, even if you weren't supposed to do this, he couldn't not do it. The other thing I want to point out is why did Cameo choose a logo that looks like a video buffering symbol? What
yeah, that's
that
weird, right? I thought that too.
Can you put that back up?
I see what you're saying. Oh, well, I closed the video, but I could load a logo. Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question? How do you find out about when he breaks news on his Cameo? Do you literally have his page open and you're refreshing every few minutes for a new video, or someone tells you? Like, how did you find out?
We get the person who got the Cameo sometimes emails us. Another site picks it up, stuff like that.
Okay.
All right, so here's the logo.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, it's a C, I guess. I'm with you here. Well,
to be fair, like sometimes waiting for the video to load is better than what you get.
Yeah. It also sort of looks like an inflamed butthole.
I can see it. Let's go back.
Now that we go back to.
Dave Mustaine's face also sort of looks like an inflamed butthole.
I just thought you meant it first. The red hair.
Oh.
I can see it. All right. Well, let's play a few more of these.
Hey, Phil, like Dave Mustaine, man, you have one cool friend in Mike Buongiorno.
Buongiorno!
He can't resist. He has to say it with the accent.
Have a great time. I wish I would have known sooner. I would have contacted my buddy Slash and had him.
I got to get these eye boogers out of here.
That, but probably...
He's friends with Slash. That's cool.
How do they know each other?
Anyways,
just from the LA scene, they came up together. They're both famous musicians. Also, I'm sure Megadeth toured with Guns N' Roses.
Really?
I'm sure. But they've been friends for a long time. That's been like a known thing. They're BFFs.
I hear you're also the head high school.
I want to mention, by the way, the way the shadows here are kind of work and his grays work, it almost looks like he has a Hitler mustache. The shadow and the shade hit his beard. He obviously doesn't.
Sieg Heil.
He just looks like Tony Katane.
Cross coach of the Massachusetts state champion Winchester Sachems. And congratulations on that dubious honor. That's pretty
not a
awesome.
Dubious
I'm,
honor.
I'm also impressed to hear that you love metal and you play guitar. So hopefully you'll be able to see me on the Metal Tour of the Year and you can hear us play My Darkest Hour, which is, I guess, one of your favorite songs, too.
Well, so, I have to say, I want to pause this, but, like, you kind of started to see how he's getting less and less patient with these.
Yeah,
like he's doing it. Look, and I'm saying this, we have studied Dave Mustaine for so long.
You can pick every one of his facial tics up right now.
It's maybe our favorite topic of discussion here on the Metal Injection Livecast in the last few years. So I feel like we know when he's like not having it. So let's play a few more here. We don't have to get too carried away because there's plenty of other stuff to laugh
about.
Cut
2:45 minutes later, we're still.
Hey, you guys, it's Dave Mustaine calling to wish a happy birthday to Patrick from your wife, Susan.
Yeah,
so I want to say
he's a little confused about his own name.
He said Dave Mustang. Like, it's Sting.
I'm friends with him too. I love all of the one named guitarist musicians. Let's start with S.
Hey, you guys, it's
and have
Dave
five
Mustang
letters.
Calling to wish a
also, hey, you guys, isn't this for one person?
We'll find
out. I guess he's saying hi to us, the Cameo viewers.
He's saying hi to us, the Cameo obsessive criticizers.
Right, that's what I mean.
Hey, you guys, it's Dave Mustaine calling to wish a...
You keep right. Stop talking over him saying Dave Mustaine, damn it.
Sorry, my fault.
Hey, you guys, it's Dave Mustaine calling to wish a happy birthday.
I think he said Dave Mustaine calling, but right. Just because there wasn't enough of a pause.
Hello. Patrick from your wife.
My own
Susan.
Name.
So, your wife, Susan. He's like doing your impression.
Your wife.
This is an honor to be able to call and say, fuck you, Pat. And happy fucking birthday. Keep roasting balls with metal, buddy.
Roasting balls? What?
Whatever the dumb person wrote down, you know.
Susan told me a little bit about your life and that you used to be in a band called Red Rum. That's cool. And that you're digging life now down in Irvine. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys, hopefully, on the Metal Tour of the Year. Until then, man, stay Millis. Fuck you, ball roaster. Hey, we're in the studio, and that was probably Kiko you heard just sneeze. Oh, by the way, you're getting to hear some new music, too.
I thought it was like a washing machine going or something. That sounded like music. I'm not even joking. Like, I thought it was just...
Whoa!
Oh, no.
Look at this look.
Could you describe it?
The old Mustaine ponytail to one side. I invented that!
Hey, Sylvain, Steve Mustaine. Hey, Sylvain, it's Dave Mustaine. I want to say hello and tell you I got your message from, I guess it's Dalloween. I don't know what Dalloween is, but wanted to give you a present. Here, you can listen to some of the new album in the background. They're working on it, and I'm at the studio here. Anyways,
you get the click track. Cool.
We're going to see you in Laval. That's fantastic. And meeting your 16-year-old son, Matisse.
I love that he's like, guys, I got to do these cameos really quick. I'm not even going to leave the studio. I'm just going to go in the other room. Leave the door open. It's fine.
Play louder so it seems like I'm busy and have to go.
So does that mean he's doing it on purpose to give away parts of the music? Or
I'm sure there's a part of him that sincerely thinks that's like an added bonus. You know,
that people are excited for new Megadeth.
I'm going to say hi to Asia, Anna, Kiara, Lily, the wife, and Helene. And I know your wife is Helene and not Lily. And Electra, you're going to have to ask her yourself to blow a kiss to Matisse, okay? Because I'm sure Matisse is a handsome young man, but
because she has
Electra
her own cameo.
Own woman, as I'm sure knows. All right, take it easy, buddy, and look forward.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, let's see. Oh, this one is a little – hair is a little frizzy here.
We're like Joan Rivers commenting.
Hello, Wayne.
You're right. I'm a total Joan Rivers.
Hello, Wayne. Or should I say
me
Counselor
too.
Wayne? Or should I say Counselor Eli? Or should I say, dude, congratulations on your law firm. That's pretty awesome. Civil rights is something I think a lot of people take for granted. All the people take for granted the rights of all different colored people. So more power to you. Just remember the most important book that was ever written says that we're to take care of widows and orphans. So I'm glad that you are doing something for others. That's really awesome. And let's see, what else here? You are you're into thrashing around, and hopefully I'm going to see you at the metal tour of the year.
Oh, God.
And maybe you never know. We can
looks like a troll doll.
One of those great beers. And,
troll doll that grew up.
Yeah.
So this lawyer wrote him a letter asking, can you do this over? Because I actually work for a corporate lawyer and we oppress minorities, right? Can you just reflect that, please? We're against that.
Oh, man. Oh, so there's even more? Oh, weird. We don't have to go through all. Okay, yeah. This is enough.
It's
this
addictive.
Is a good stop. Point. It is so addictive just because, I mean, look, it's great kind of learning about learning about Dave Mustaine's tics, like you were saying earlier,
sure.
Just
exactly.
Trying to find these like weird little things about him to observe. But what is your favorite? Give us a ring.
The one that gave him Lyme disease.
Can we have
to come?
Can we have that tic on the show as a guest? One of my favorite people in music.
But our number is 213 Wide Nut.
Uh-oh. Oh, you got Lyme disease, Rob. I don't even know.
213-943-3688. That's the number. And if you don't listen live, you can always email us, hatemail@metalinjection.net. We love getting your feedback. You could write an email, record a voice memo. Send that over. We want to hear from you because we love you. And if you want to show your support for Metal Injection Livecast, of course, the best way to do that, the easiest and the freest and the cheapest way to do that is to follow us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Leave us a nice review on your podcast player of choice. That really helps our rankings. And if you want to show us a little extra support, you could always join our Patreon at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And we have a ton of great bonus content. First of all, you get access to video versions of the episodes for the last year plus. You get two bonus episodes a month. We did some really, really fun episodes. This month, we did a episode called One-Star Reviews, where we looked up one-star reviews of objectively classic albums, like the first two Black Sabbath albums, the first two Metallica albums, and also five-star reviews of objectively bad albums like Lulu and Saint Anger. And it came out really, really fun, so we highly recommend checking that out. And what else did we do this month? What was the top of the month?
Mean Man?
Watch-along? Yes, we did a watch-along of Chris Holmes' Mean Man documentary, which is as incredible as it sounds. Bad, but good bad. And we make it much more fun, as we always do. And last month, we watched Kiss and the Phantom of the Park, which was just bad, very bad, possibly the worst thing we've ever seen.
Well,
the
thing we're about to release.
Yeah. The episode we're going to
we could tease that or not.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. The episode we're that's going to go up on, I guess, Sunday. Sunday's the first, right?
So.
August 1st.
Yeah.
On Sunday, this Sunday, a new episode is going to go up on our Patreon where we do a roundtable discussion. That means we watched it already and then we talk about it. And the three of us do a roundtable on the new Space Jam movie, Space Jam, A New Legacy. We have over an hour of thoughts on what a not good movie this is. and we get into it.
It's so textured, this movie. I mean, there's so much shit going on, and none of it's good.
So that's on our Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. Now, I also, before we go on and have some more laughs, I do want to be serious for a moment and send my condolences to, right before the show started, we learned that Joey Jordison, the former drummer of Slipknot, had passed away. And that is shocking. And I'm truly bummed about it. And
who are you sending the condolences to? Do his relatives
his family,
watch the show?
His family, his fans who watch us, Slipknot fans. I feel like, there's a lot of Slipknot fans that watch and listen to the Metal Injection live cast.
Which Slipknot albums was he on?
He was on the first three.
The first three.
And I think the fourth one maybe as well. No.
And then what was he? And then why did he leave?
The band never really. They never really kind of gave a straight answer. I think it came out after, like a few years after he left, that he had like this crippling spine injury.
And that's why they got rid of him? That's fucked up.
No, that's not what they said. I think the implication, I don't want to really gossip about a dead person, but here I go anyway. No, but I think the implication was because of the injuries that he had, he might have not been able to, he might have also developed a certain
he was on drugs because he was in pain all the time.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I heard he was a pastor on the side, and there were some dick pics involved.
Oh, no.
That's a different band. That's a different band.
Oh, sorry.
So before we keep making an appropriate joke, we can just get off this topic because I don't want to be too insensitive. I don't want to be too insensitive, so I do want to send condolences to him. And also I want to mention the frontman of Metal Church, Mike Howe, also passed away yesterday.
Your cow?
Mike Howe.
Oh.
And what about that other guy from that other band, Michael Hunt? Did he
different guy?
Mike Hunt is okay. Oh, he's all right. Mike Hunt is all right.
Mike Hunt was actually in prison with John Schaefer.
No. What?
Actually, that he was the person who was responsible for the fecal attack.
Tell me more.
Oh. How about Mike Roach? Is he all right?
Well, the big story. When was it? On Friday, I guess. And I do want to say, I want to thank. I'm pretty sure it was a Metal Injection live cast fan that from Indianapolis tipped me off to the story. Bob Sack. Well, I'll just say Bob. Don't got to give the full name here, but bless his heart, Bob tipped us off that the local Indianapolis newspaper, the Indy Star, did some journalistic activity and investigated and found the legal, the court documents from the John Schaefer trial. And, you know, quick recap, you know, if you're a new Livecast fan, John Schaefer, guitarist of Ice Earth, big MAGA guy, big conspiracy guy, was at the January 6th Capitol riots and was one of the first people in and got, and actually one of the first people identified, I would say, like in terms of like, because he,
Rob.
I mean, look, I wasn't the one who initially identified him. Yeah. Plenty of other, plenty of people identified him.
Before, though.
Of course. Sure. I'm just doing my job, reporting the news. And anyway, so he was actually also, he also turned himself in. He is the first person to be found guilty of anything involving the riots.
The first person, like not just the first famous person of a shitty band, but like first person.
Right. Correct. Like wow. He was the first person who was convicted. And then a few others were like a week or two later. And it's basically come out that he's agreed to be an informant to reduce his plea. Cause he,
I was going to say talking about snitches.
Yeah.
So new information, I'll just read this. Has surfaced. The Indy Star has published details from Marion County Jail's incident report. That's what it is. They got incident reports. And so this was the first jail that he was in, and he was asked to be transferred to another jail. And as I'm reading this, I'm very much reminded of Orange is the New Black. It kind of makes me think of that. But, you know, that was about a women's prison. Obviously, John Schaefer is not in a women's prison, but I imagine it's kind of like the same level of security. This is me projecting. So as I keep reading, let me know if you agree or not. So according to a statement from Schaefer's attorney, Mark J. Victor, during a detention hearing, he said Schaefer was being targeted by other inmates. At the time, Victor says, my client, who is presumed innocent, not true.
The inmates don't have to presume him innocent.
Has just gone through 2 months of hell where other people were throwing feces at him and urine at him and threatening his life in a horrible, horrible situation. Oh, poor guy. Like on the one hand, as I'm reading this also, I want to say it's like, oh yeah, our prison system is terrible. Right. But on the other, you know, like I don't want to discount that, like all of the stuff that he's claiming happened to him is shitty and basically.
Yeah. Pun intended.
He's not the guy who where you want to die on the hill of reforming prisons.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Ultimately, fuck yeah, exactly.
Wait to Thanks. Reform them until he's done all of his time. Then you could start, but let him serve his full sentence first.
But here's the interesting thing. Due to Schaefer's celebrity and high profile.
Due to Schaefer. That's,
due to, that's the episode title. Due to Schaefer.
Isn't that, wasn't that one of the guys on the Letterman band?
I think
that's Paul Schaefer.
I think we should call it Fecal Attack featuring Dudu Schaefer.
So due to Schaefer's high-profile status, he was placed in what's called administrative segregation. He was kept away from the general population of the jail for safety concerns. So he's basically like that Martha Stewart type of woman who got her own private cell in
well,
Orange
it's
is the New
good because he probably has always been in favor of segregation. So
dirty duty.
It didn't work because apparently Schaefer feared for his life. On March 7th, a deputy with the Marion County Sheriff's Office removed Schaefer from his cell block after Schaefer said he was, quote, in fear for his personal safety. The deputy reported. Schaefer informed the deputy about problems he was facing with a specific inmate. The next day, it was reported that jail staff received an emergency grievance from Schaefer. Three inmates, including the one mentioned in the March 7th report, were making death threats against him. Block 4F has been locked down all day due to these threats and will continue to remain locked down until inmate Schaefer can be reclassed from the block, the report reads. The report goes on to say the office only experienced these threats soon before the incident reports were drafted. They went on to say that Schaefer did not interact with other inmates, nor was he taken out of administrative segregation, leading the paper to question how the threats could have gotten to Schaefer.
Carrier pigeon.
They're really going to love him after they find out he's the reason why they got locked down for a week or so.
So that makes it so. it could be one of two possibilities. There's so much corruption in this jail that people can still find a way to sneak into wherever these administrative segregative things are.
Hey, that's how it is in every movie and TV show.
Yeah.
Exactly. Sneaky, creepy nose. Or he's totally lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which could be more possible?
Or both. It could be both.
One of the inmates Schaefer complained about previously assaulted another inmate so badly they had to be sent to the hospital. Another punched a deputy in the face a few days before Schaefer claimed he was threatened.
What if Schaefer faked his own fecal attack and just shit in his own hand and threw it at himself?
Well, here we go.
DNA results on the shit. Let's do a test.
While the documents IndyStar obtained do not disclose the reason Schaefer was targeted, his lawyer would say it's because of Schaefer's role in the riots.
Bunch of fucking neo-libs in this prison couldn't stand his politics.
No, I think they think he's a poser.
Oh.
I think he's like not really on board with their shit, their Nazi shit.
Wow, okay. I guess that's possible too, yeah.
After describing a, quote, fecal attack, Schaefer's lawyer told the
Dirty
judge...
Dirty duty!
He's gone through 2 months. I think this got his attention, Judge. He's aware this is a serious case. And the judge ended up actually sympathizing with Schaefer. He says, this is obviously unacceptable flatly. I share your feelings of anger that this is not how our criminal justice system is to work. He then addressed Schaefer in the teleconference saying, and Mr. Schaefer, I'm sorry. I'm sure it's very little solace, but I do apologize. What? The judge apologizes to Schaefer.
That's something. See, like a MAGA judge or something.
The judge was apologizing because he couldn't kiss Schaefer because he had duty on his face.
Dirty duty.
It was Judge Chuck Berry.
He put the duty there. I think that means he put the duty there. He's the. I put the duty on there, and I say, I can't kiss you. I can't talk to you. You got duty on your face.
It's all role play.
yeah, it doesn't really say if he's left or right.
You know what it is? You know, the inmates might have been confused because his name is John, so they just thought he was a toilet, and they went to put their duty in him because he's a John.
Whatever, that excuse flies. If I was a judge, I would allow it because of that excuse.
Yeah.
Some comments. This is a shitty thing to do. Did he try not breaking the law? What happened to fuck your feelings, huh? Who's the guy right now, huh?
There's always going to be duty.
Noah from the trial testifying on John Schaefer's behalf.
Your Honor.
Actually, no, I guess that sounds more like she's testifying on the duty flinger's behalf.
That's right.
I'm going to have duty lips for a while.
That's why you can't kiss them. You got duty lips.
Ew.
Oh, do you think there's like photographic evidence? Like, do you think he documented where the poop hit him?
That's a good question.
And like, how does that work? You know, is it, I guess you're in the bathroom. Like, was he in the bathroom trying to take a piss and then just feels like shit on the back of his neck, you know, like, and it's like, how is the feces thrown? Does the person shit in their hand and then throw it from their hand?
Reach into the toilet?
Does the person reach into the toilet? Does the person have toilet paper bunched up in their hand and then poop in the toilet paper and then throw that?
That would be wasteful. I feel like toilet paper is like a hot commodity in a prison.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
A good
You're
point.
Gonna...
That's a good point.
But I also think if you want to get any kind of accuracy, you got to form it into a little snowball. You know, you can't just take shit and flint. I guess if it's
or,
solid.
What
if
yeah, it's you, like I a don't pot... think you're reaching into the toilet for it because then when you throw it, the drips are going to hit you.
Hmm. Yeah, there's another layer to this story, Rob, that you haven't touched, which is that it got real serious.
A poop layer?
Well, one of the guys worked in the cafeteria, and he was forming his shit into icicles. And then he shanked John Schaefer with the shit, the shitsicle. It's very dangerous. You're making light of it just because it's a little poop, whatever.
A shit shank.
Yes, you can die. Those things are sharp.
A shit shank.
And then it melts, and it's like the murder weapon's gone. Nobody, it's a perfect crime.
It's a stank shank.
And now, like, with the urine throwing, is that in a cup? Is the person just pissing directly on him? And also, when are they doing this? I guess, like, when was he in general pop? General population, as the kids say.
I'm with you, Rob. I think his story sounds inconsistent. I think he's making it up for sympathy.
It's a false flag fecal attack?
Yes.
So again, I really do want to thank John Schaefer so much. He's provided months and months. This is now seven months of endless wonderful content about what a complete idiot he is.
Yeah. He's just right. It's bad enough to have like that kind of warped ideology.
Yeah.
But then like he's like half in it. He's like 40% in it. He thought he could just go to this thing.
That's his ideology is like turtling.
Yes.
Well, I think that's like the irony in all of this is he spent years building up this persona of being this constitutionalist, being this badass, being this don't tread on me motherfucker. And the exact moment that he got the littlest bit of resistance, a lot of resistance, you know, he completely just rolls over and is like, I'll work with the feds. Mm-hmm. Fine.
It'd be like 90% of these guys are probably exactly the same as that.
Yeah.
You got your hardcore, like fucking all in militia guys and stuff, but like most of these guys will fold like a little flower.
Yeah. It's just role play. It's like, you know, weekend dress up and you get your toys from the gun shop and you
LARPing.
Yeah, exactly.
You get your little antlers from the Party City.
And your bear spray.
And did we talk about how he was pepper sprayed on the way out?
No.
Of the bathroom or of the Capitol?
From the fecal attack?
Of the Capitol. Oh, of the Capitol.
I don't remember.
How do I know? They're throwing everything else at him.
Well, here's – so I guess it might have been – let me read the full federal – this is how the federal government describes –
Robert, it's pronounced fecal.
This is how the fecal government described – Schaefer's Shakeltown
was involved in this?
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
Not a total surprise.
Is he in jail? Sorry, Rob. I'm making a joke. Go ahead.
At approximately 2:40 p.m., as legislators and their staff were being evacuated to secure locations, Schaefer, still wearing his Oath Keeper's hat and tactical vest.
Tactical. It's so funny.
Still carrying on his person bear spray, positioned himself at the front of a large mob that broke open the Capitol building doors, being guarded by four Capitol police wearing riot gear. That's a long run-on sentence.
Yeah.
Schaefer was among the first six individuals to push past the damaged doors into the building, forcing officers to retreat. As the mob swelled inside and officers were being assaulted, Schaefer and other members of the mob continued to advance while aggressively gesturing. Aggressively gesturing is a funny thing. While aggressively gesturing toward a row of 5 to 6 backpedaling officers trying to maintain a security line in front of them. The officer's effort quickly failed as Schaefer and the rest of the mob overwhelmed the officers, who ultimately deployed a chemical irritant to disperse the mob. Schaefer was among those who were sprayed in the face by the irritant. He thereafter exited the building with his unholstered bear spray now in hand through the same doors he had entered approximately 9 minutes earlier. When Schaefer unlawfully entered the Capitol building, he was aware that the joint session to certify the Electoral College results had commenced.
Rob, have you had a joint session today?
Not in the Capitol building.
Oh.
Wearing a tactical vest and armed with bear spray, Schaefer unlawfully entered the building with the purpose of influencing, affecting, and retaliating against the conduct of government by stopping or delaying the congressional proceeding by intimidation or coercion. Schaefer admits that his belief that the electoral colleges were fraudulent is not legal justification for unlawfully entering the Capitol building and using intimidation to influence, stop, or delay congressional proceedings. Oh, okay, so. Oh, amazing. And so we might have mentioned this because we talked about how he has to now turn over all of his firearms and explosive devices. He can no longer own any guns. Or basically he can't travel unless he can only travel within the U.S. and he has to give mm-hmm. notice. He can't go to D.C. unless there's a court hearing.
Ironically, the explosive devices are what was being leveled at him in the jail.
And he has to, and he had to turn over his passport too. No international travel. No blowing up airplane toilets.
So you say Guy Spearth won't be playing Vakken this year?
Correct. No Vakken.
Cancel my flight now. Fuck.
Cocking.
Probably not playing
Cocking
away from
prison.
Cocky duty. Yes. Caca fest.
El Deuterino, I need you to Photoshop shit all over John Schaefer in a picture.
No, no.
On the Discord.
Yes, please.
We probably won't share that. By the way, we do have a Discord.
Yeah,
that's
we
a good,
do.
Good thing to mention here.
It has like 350 channels, last I checked.
Something like that.
No.
You shouldn't say that. I mean, most Discords have like 350
really?
Channels. Yeah, like, I mean, you know, give or take. So
yes,
they'll think we're being serious. There are a lot of channels.
They're good categories. Categories. But let's see. What else is going on in the world today?
Didn't something happen with David Ellison's story? Are we going to talk about that?
What happened?
D. Snyder talking about him?
Yeah, D. Snyder.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. So D. Snyder had a very interesting quote. He was on our friend, the Metal Sucks podcast. Give me a second to pull up this quote. And he was asked about Ellison, and he said people should be forgiving of Ellison. And so here's I'm going to start reading the quote, and you let me know when the funny stuff comes in. So he explained, and I want to say I love D. Snyder. I think he gets it. I'm not a
bad guy.
Right, yeah.
How come he's not on our podcast? What the hell?
Yeah.
Think about it, Sid. How come?
Because we make fun of him? Is that what you're implying?
No, I'm not.
Anti-Semitism?
No. The interview went to the Metal Injection YouTube page. We do have an interview with him, just not on the live cast. But
yeah,
anyway.
That's what he's asking. Why is he on the Metal Sucks podcast and not our podcast?
Well, because they didn't do it. They handed the interview up to the podcast guys, whereas thus we.
Oh.
So the answer is you.
Sure. Anyway.
He denies us while throwing shade at Metal Sucks for not wanting to talk to D. Snyder. So much controversy.
This is you're doing a lot of projection here, Sid. So let me read this quote. Creatives are damaged goods by definition. This is D. Snyder talking.
Creatives.
Mm-hmm. We choose to be actors, performers. We're a part of, we're creatives, Sid. We choose to be actors, performers, writers, artists, painters, comedians, all of those things because we're damaged. And that's driven us to find these outlets.
Who's
I don't
not
know why
damaged, D. Come on.
I don't know why people are so shocked when the evidence of that damage is showing it. When Dave from Megadeth gets caught masturbating, well, first of all, you know a lot of you are doing the same thing. But second of all, he's a musician. He's not a priest. You can't expect him to be.
Isn't he?
Actually, he is a priest.
And also, plenty of priests have been caught masturbating.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now,
well, he continues. Let me just read one more line, and then you can get your point, Aaron. You can't expect him to be priest-like. Hell, you can't expect a priest to be priest-like.
Well, but that's, I mean, so you made a good point, Sid, which is that, all right, whether he's a priest or not, so let's say a priest did do this, like touched little boys or whatever. Would you be saying the same thing? He's a damaged person, and we should forget. Like, I don't, there's got to be
creative.
Some line. All right, forget the priest. Hold on. So, like, let's say another musician or artist, like Louis C.K., was jerking off in front of women, or Harvey Weinstein, who created movies or produced movies. Like, do you not get upset at that because they're a creative and they're a damaged person? That sounds like a fucking horseshit excuse, doesn't it? Am I wrong?
Yeah,
agreed.
You're totally right. And also, like, I didn't tell Dave Mustaine to fire Dave Ellison. That was Dave's choice. Like,
Yes.
Okay, D, go take it up with the band of other creatives that chose to fire this guy for his damage.
So what you're saying is D. Snyder beefing with Dave Mustaine.
Apparently he is. Yeah. Rob, write the headline.
Yeah. TMZ of Metal. Get on that. These guys, these creatives, man, they just can't stop going at each other's throats.
Beefing. Kicking each other's dogs. They're slinging shit at each other. All sorts of things. They got tactical vests. They buy tactical vests now.
So is this a scoop? The guy who threw the shit at John Schaefer is a creative as well?
Well, he created that shit.
Was it Tim Limbizis? In jail at this time?
He's free.
I'd rather listen to the plop hitting John Schaefer than any Tim Limbizis creation.
Yes, facts.
By that creative.
Oh, my God.
He created a fire and walked right into it. Dumb fuck.
But people are so the quote continues. But people are so shocked, and I don't get why the artist thrown away with the artist. No one's throwing away.
And who was shocked?
It was shocking.
I don't know if it's that shocking when a 60-year-old musician tries to or bangs a 19-year-old. Is that so shocking?
I could
shocking?
Say something is shitty, but not be at all surprised by it. Mm-hmm. Nobody was shocked. Old musician tries to creep on a younger fan. Okay, that happens all the time. It's bad. It can be bad and common at the same time.
Wait a minute, I was shocked. Totally blindsided.
Only I should have fans in the band.
Oh, wait, he has an OnlyFans too? Fuck out of here. You disgrace to the name Dave.
Elvis so he could have set up at OnlyFans, like, and you could choose either to watch him jerk off or like preach. Like the clean version and the X-rated only.
So is it really an OnlyFans? If there's two options, it's not only. It's either or.
That's true.
Either or fans.
He can start his own site.
So there's a little more to the quote.
Okay.
And he got kind of veers off.
Uh-oh.
If we found out that Michelangelo was a pedophile, would we stop going to the Sistine Chapel? Would we paint it over? It's no longer good art because the painter turned out to be a pedophile? I'm saying hypothetically. He continues, all artists and creatives have got some skeletons in their closets, and suddenly the skeleton is shown and we're like, well, he's not funny anymore. He's not a good actor anymore. Kevin Spacey, we can't watch his movies anymore. He's one of the great actors of his time, but he's dead because he was, and I'm not saying he was right, but he's a damaged, broken person.
Glad you threw that in. Was anyone saying we should, like, bury every Megadeth album and pave over it?
Yeah, like, not watch American Beauty? No, maybe he's talking about how, like, the Cosby Show got taken off television.
He's talking about Dave Ellison, though, isn't he?
Well, he moved on to Kevin Spacey. He's being more general now.
But, like, for, like, specifically the Cosby Show or comedians, like, their whole job is to make you feel good and enjoy yourself and laugh, and you have to feel comfortable with them. Mm-hmm. To be in a place where you can do that. And if you know this awful shit about them, that comfort level is gone. So it inherently fucks up their art. But that's their doing. With Kevin Spacey, it's a little different because if he plays an asshole in a movie and you know he's an asshole, then it doesn't necessarily fuck up that character, but you might just not want to support him because he's a fucking asshole.
Right, but he can't do Space Jam. He can't take the wrong role.
Though LeBron, for a lot of that movie, is an asshole, so he might be able to do that role.
That's true.
But there's a lot of acting with young men in that, and maybe we don't want Kevin Spacey involved in that. Keep those kids away from Kevin. They made a show about him. They called Kevin Can Fuck Himself.
I watched the finale.
No spoilers.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little behind. I'm like episodes.
I think I just have the finale left.
Well, I also wanted to, you know, Stain's Aaron Lewis, he's someone we've mentioned on the show before, someone who's now also gone, he's just, like, not ashamed at all of how much of a Trump supporter he is.
rock band Stained.
I guess a lot of Trump supporters aren't ashamed of that.
Yeah,
I'm sure
like
some
the
of
whole
us.
Point.
But so he wrote a new song, Am I the Only One? And
yes.
It's pretty you know,
if you have to ask in the headline.
Wait, is he the only, what was that word?
Oh, the only one.
Oh.
I said goodbye.
And it's a patriotic song.
A patriotic song? You can only get it on Patreon? Is that what you're saying?
I hope the least ears possible are on this.
Rob, did you subscribe to his Patreon to hear this song? I can't believe you're that big of a Stained fan still.
Yeah. All right, well, here it is.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's acoustic.
Oh, whoops.
Wait, can you just don't play it yet? The title of this video is Aaron Lewis Sings Patriotic Anthem, Am I the Only One?
Mm-hmm.
Live acoustic.
I mean, doesn't this country already have a patriotic anthem that's the actual anthem? Do we need another one?
There's several. There's fucking God Bless America that they now play all the time. Let's see. I'm drinking some water. Chugging.
That's
over
whiskey.
There. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I just...
Am I the only one here tonight, shaking my head and thinking something ain't right?
No, I'm also shaking my head thinking something ain't right, and it's the music that's not like, yeah. Oh, like how did I end up at an Aaron Lewis concert?
Also, it's 12.
I want to point out he's wearing a hat that says Impeach Biden.
Right.
And,
I get behind that.
And then there was
probably for the wrong reasons, though.
He was in the news. He's been doing an acoustic tour, and he was in the news because he was so drunk at this one show that he played It's Been a While twice.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well,
and
I played
usually
the wrong
he
song.
Plays it 14 times, so this time he only played it twice, and the fans were upset. Right? That was the issue.
I just
realized I don't have another song, folks. Sorry.
Massive applause.
So he was wearing a fuck Biden shirt in that one. So this is his brand now.
Is it just me? Am I losing my mind?
Yes.
Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got? Turn it back.
Who has a lighter?
It'll all be damned.
Where's the patriotism?
Wait, did you say pause it, Darren? Or,
no, I said who has a lighter?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can light your computer on fire?
Yeah, please. myself. I'm doing Tim Lampesis.
Oh, he just nailed it. He's turning into his father. Yeah, that's what I like. He's like, oh, I'm just turning into a cranky old man. Let's go back a little.
Turning into my old man.
Reaction.
Am I the only one willing to bleed? Take a bullet for being free.
Yeah, okay. What is that? So you're enlisting in the army?
Yeah,
like,
go.
What are you about? And what does it mean taking a bullet for being free? Like, who is fucking with your freedom? You're on a fucking YouTube show singing the song, like, complaining about the government. That's like the epitome of freedom of speech.
The song hasn't mentioned the government once yet. Yeah. I don't know what he's complaining about yet.
Am I the only one who doesn't like to push one to get English?
Same old Dennis Leary shit.
Yeah.
Come on, people. Smoking cigarettes ain't that bad for you.
Look at that face you pulled.
Oh, my God.
TV for telling me, yeah, you're telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of red and white. Heaven blue.
Oh, he stuck the blue.
He almost forgot the blue.
He thought this was a patriotic Canadian anthem song.
Like, oh, and the blue.
Blue. Wait, do you mean Australia? No, motherfucker.
All right, it's the blue in the top left corner with the 50 stars. And then 13 alternate in red and white stripes. Gotta be very specific or people think I love another country.
What is the shirt he's wearing? What does it say? I gave them bitches.
Herpes.
Burning on the ground. And
oh,
the
I know what it is.
Coming down.
I have an idea because I think that's someone underneath those letters that is like Jefferson or you know, some old founding father.
Okay.
And then it says 76 there. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like I gave them bitches hell, I'm going to guess. And that's like he's because he's a patriot.
There it is.
Mm. Oh, independence. Okay.
Bitches love independence.
Right.
Oh,
rich. How about the slave that he was having an affair with for 20 years? Is that one of the bitches that he's talking about?
No, that bitch didn't get independence.
Yeah, she didn't get independence.
Down in a town watching the threads of old glory come undone.
Well, what? Like, where are the threads of old glory coming? Like, how are the threads of old glory coming undone?
Specifically.
Like, specifically, what is going on that we're letting immigrants into the country? Like, isn't that what this country was built on?
I think I already told you I don't like pushing one to get English. In the first verse, trying to pay some attention.
Am I the only one?
Oh, it's getting serious.
Not brainwashed.
Oh.
Making my way through the land of the lost. Still gives a shit.
Oh. This is him giving a shit, by the way, writing this terrible song. And also, I love that he's saying he's not brainwashed. Just my head hurts here. You know?
Am I the only one who likes OAN news and think COVID came from cell towers built by Jews? Oh, yeah.
Worries about his kids as he tried to undo all the things he did. Am I the only one?
Yeah, now he's getting so, why am I the only one?
Who's undoing the things who did? I don't understand. What kid?
He's undoing the shitty things that Aaron Lewis himself did when he was a dumb young person. He's
like, I can smell the Ben Gay and Werther's Originals coming through this song.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I can smell the Ben Gay and Werther's Originals coming through this song.
He feels like a Subway performer. I have this instinct to step over him.
Am I the only one who doesn't like wearing masks? Am I the only one who doesn't like masks?
He really should wear a mask. Yeah. That dead tooth is really making me uncomfortable.
I had that. I got a stick.
I guess you were the only one, Darren.
No, now he's the only one. I was the second one that had a fucked up tooth. If you look at old metal injections, there's a big fucking dead tooth.
Should I go back so you could hear what he said? Let's
America,
go.
Love, and Allegiance.
Try to undo all the things he did. Am I the only one? Can't take no more screaming. If you don't like it, there's a fucking door. Save the freedom we've been fighting for. It was something more.
Wait, this isn't the freedom we've been fighting for? Yeah. So you agree there's freedom. It's just not the one that you like?
Yeah, correct.
The wrong one. Yeah.
It's the wrong freedom.
I want the freedom to tell gay people that cannot get married. Oh, yeah.
I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue.
That line
so
pisses
bad.
Me off so bad.
So
like,
bad.
Like, I don't have OCD, but if I did, that would trigger. Like, ah! Like, no!
I changed the colors of the U.S. flag randomly so that it fits the meter of my shitty song beautifully. I'm Aaron Lewis.
Burning on the ground, another statue coming down. to tell me. Watching the threads of old glory come undone.
Oh boy.
I'm not the only one.
Oh, he's not the only one.
He answered his own question, Rob.
I feel like the people in those statues probably tore a few of the threads of old glory when they waged war against America.
Yeah. And like, right? this is what he's saying. Like this, like our freedom is being taken away because some statues are being like taken down. Like, bro, get a grip. Like 30% of the country is in poverty. Like, talk about that. That's probably a more pressing concern than some fucking statues, bro.
No, sorry, Rob, I'm the only one who wants to say the N-word like 1971. I'm an
Indian. You'll be the only one. Am I the only one?
Could we have Fred Durst back on the show and make him apologize for Aaron Lewis's
every
career?
He probably likes this shit.
No. Oh, hold on. He knocks up Springsteen now. Hold on. This is a big line here.
I can't believe this.
Every time they play a Springsteen song.
Oh, wait. Let me go back.
No, he's like saying that's the good old days, isn't he?
No. Hold on.
Am I the only one who quit singing along every time they play a Springsteen song?
Oh, burn.
Poignant.
So
was that cancel culture?
Yeah, like I was just about to say. Now, isn't this something that he's rallying against? That like, what did he be? Shouldn't you separate the art from the artist? Like, Born in the U.S.
That was
D. Snyder. It's an anti-war song, sure, but you're right.
You got him mixed up, Bob.
But I would say that Aaron Lewis is probably in that scene.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Cancel culture is bad.
Yeah. Am I the only one?
12th
yes!
verse, same as the first.
Yeah, you are.
Holding on, holding back my tears. For the ones who paid with the lives they gave. God bless the USA.
I do feel bad for the people who gave their lives because it was for bullshit. It was for what? For oil? It was for rich people.
Yeah.
Well, some of them, not the one that like raped villagers and like dropped napalm on people. But you're right. By the way, Sid, I have to correct you. That David Drain Man is sitting right next to him. So someone else sitting there. He's about to do the 15th verse of this song.
He's going to do the cover. That'll get way more views.
I'm the only one who likes writing in caps on the Twitter machine.
I'm not the only one willing to fight.
But not the blue, cause the blue fucking
stands
for Mexican.
It looks too much like black. The blue.
Yeah. It's the darkest of the flag colors, so I don't like it.
Well, no, you got to back the blue.
Oh, that's right. It stands for cops. Maybe he just put blue separate to make cops better than everybody else. But he doesn't like the red. The red and white, you know. White is good. Red is bad because it's communist.
Yes.
Those fucking stars, they look a little bit shady to me.
Are they Jewish stars?
Yeah. They're just a little too close to a Jewish star. This is great.
Help me watching the threads of old glory come on.
Now I'm just picturing him as like a Project Runway judge critiquing the flag. What, like another 15 minutes to this song? How much?
This is it. This is it.
I can't be the only one.
So this song, by the way, is a massive hit.
Where?
It's number one on country radio.
With the profanities?
Probably radio.
Well, I'm not sure. Yeah. Obviously, there's radio, or like they bleep it or whatever. But I think that's supposed to be the powerful.
This cannot be number one on country radio.
Absolutely. Hold on.
I work in radio, and we haven't covered his existence in any way, shape, or form. I feel like if this was number one, I'd...
Do you deal with the division?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's one of our biggest things.
So Aaron Lewis... Here, Billboard. Aaron Lewis... hold on one second.
Well, that's not radio. That's sales.
Oh, I see. You're right. Radio is not playing this. Oh, okay.
Why? Why is it?
Is it fuck?
It's probably just too controversial. The profanity. And also, he's not a country artist.
Oh. He's on the Hot Country Songs chart. It's number one on the Hot Country Songs chart.
From sales, though.
Yeah.
Well, it combines sales, airplay, and streaming.
Oh, okay. I'm not the only one who looks like the Dunkin' Donuts commercial guy's son got a bunch of tattoos.
Like if the Dunkin' Donuts guy had a child with Jeremy Piven. Is this Leroy's new favorite song now? Because it's a solo white guy doing country music? Like a rockin' white guy doing country music?
I think that we should give him a little more credit than that.
I don't know. If you told me that was Sturgill Simpson, like if I couldn't make out the words, pass for like Sturgill Simpson or one of those guys, Chris Stapleton.
100%. I was thinking the same thing as this was going on. Shouldn't leave other than the subject matter. I feel like Leroy would love this shit.
If it was just like a James Hetfield, sure, no, 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 hey, but to that melody.
I gotta play one more. Hold on. Hey! Yeah,
yeah.
I got one here that's labeled Nay Nu Nu Nerner, yeah, and I don't remember what this is. You wanna hear Nay Nay Nay?
I think I remember this one.
There you go.
Ah, yes.
Number two on the Hot Country tracks. The Nay Nur 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 song.
Nay Nur Nur Nur.
But only because the country fans misunderstood what Nur Nur was.
You know, when you mentioned Jeremy Piven, I had a short anecdote that you reminded me of. And I used one of your jokes in the wild.
Ooh.
Because this is when I was real fat. I was probably 50 pounds heavier than now. And I was playing at a poker table in Atlantic City. And this guy was just sat there. It was when Trump was running for president. He wasn't the president yet. And he was doing all these likes about Trump and how great Trump is. Probably like a 25-year-old guy. And then I just basically called him an idiot. Like, he was annoying everyone at the table. I was like, just shut the fuck up. Play cards. Like, you're being a dickhead. Like a fucking stupid Trump supporter. And then he started going in on me, like I was extremely overweight and all this stuff. And I said, oh, you look like a shit that Jeremy Piven took. And then he just shut down. Like that was like the direct hit. Like,
nice.
I had a couple other things to say to him too, but that was the one that made him quit.
Does Jeremy Piven do anything anymore? John Oliver the other day made a joke about him having a podcast, but I'm not sure if it was real or just made up. But the joke was that he does a podcast called How You Live in J. Piven.
That has to be real. No one would make that
Rob,
up as a joke.
Can you check
Jeremy Piven launched his podcast, How You Live in J. Piven.
I knew that was real. It's too on the nose for Jeremy Piven for anyone to have made it as a joke.
Do you think he did that so people would mix him up with J. Balvin?
I don't know. Who's J. Balvin?
He's like a popular Latin singer now. He had that song with Justin Bieber.
Oh, now that you say that, it sounds familiar.
Despacito?
He's Despacito?
I think, right?
I never knew the guy's name. I know that song.
I think that's J Balvin.
Hmm.
Right, Rob? You're a big fan of pop music.
J Balvin did one of those Metallica remixes, and they were really, it was really
right.
good.
Oh,
that's
he did
right.
new, 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 new.
It's in the universal language. You don't even have to make it Latin.
Also, Piven's been working. He was in Last Call. He's got a
what
few movies in post-production.
With Carson Daly?
It was a movie with... Oh, he was the star of it. It looks like one of these shitty streaming movies.
Probably. I know he was on some, like, BBC show that my mother-in-law liked.
Crowd.
No.
Was he on the
Mr. Selfridge.
That's it.
What is that? With suffrage? Is he going for women's rights?
Selfridge.
It's about like a guy who ran a department store in England or some shit.
That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, right?
Does he do a British accent?
I can't imagine.
No, he's an American who runs a London department store.
So is it like the Todd Margaret? Is it like he's a douchebag or like an idiot or is it serious?
I feel, well, it's probably serious, but it's since it's Jeremy Piven, it sort of has to also be a douchebag idiot, right?
It looks like a dramedy.
Yeah, inherently, you can't really not project that.
The number one thing I associate with him is PCU. That fucking, you remember that movie,
yeah.
PCU?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that film?
I mean, I haven't seen it in like at least 15 years, but I remember not disliking it.
I mean, he's like the hero of it, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing, so.
He's playing a college student, but he's already got a fully receded hairline, which...
Just going to say that.
I was going to say, like, that's what I think about with Jeremy Piven is how much when Sid and I lived together, anytime Piven was on screen, Sid had to go out of his way to point out that he's wearing a hairpiece when we were watching, like, Entourage or whatever.
Well, the thing that pissed me off was that he started wearing it in real life. Like, so as if we don't remember that 15 years before that, he was in a movie with this... bald fucking head.
It just grew back, man.
Yeah.
Does he wear it in the Todd Margaret show?
Yeah, yeah.
In
all
Jeremy
of his press photos.
You know what I mean, yeah. The not Todd Margaret show.
Yeah.
In all these photos on his IMDb page, he has hair. And it's
what
like
about in his promo photos for his podcast?
Yes.
Does he wear a hairpiece to do his podcast?
Well, it's an audio
I might take inspiration if he does.
How you combing with Jay Piven? He's going to interview some of the hairs that fell out in 1991 and catch up with them, see what they're doing.
Non-ironically, my favorite Jeremy Piven performance is in the movie Gross Point Blank. He plays John Cusack's old high school friend.
I haven't seen that in so long. I don't remember.
And there's just like the scene where they get high in his car and he's just like, I haven't seen you in 10 years. And he's just... It's funny, but he's in small doses. He's good.
I think I saw that in the theater and barely paid attention. And everyone says how great.
Oh, I love that movie so much.
I probably should go watch it.
Yeah,
it was good. It was good.
Dan Aykroyd is the villain.
And like John Cusack's a hitman, right? I think
yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
Yes. I remember. I thought it'd be funnier, but it was still
what?
Good. It wasn't like hilarious. It
well,
because
it's like an action comedy.
Yeah. Uncle Gana is in the chat, in our YouTube chat.
He's alive?
And he writes.
He had to take Joey Jordison's life, and then he got to come back.
So, so he commented when we were talking about the John Schaefer stuff, and he writes, now you could picture John when you're on the John. And also, doo-doo too, electric boogaloo.
You can look in the toilet and you'll look like John because you see your shit.
Bless.
You're not supposed to drink in prison, but somehow John got shit-faced.
Yeah, he was almost half in the bag, too. Once they shanked
him. Guys. You guys.
When is John Schaefer on the Metal Sucks podcast?
Oh, man, I don't think he's going on there for a while.
I would
for a while.
On this podcast, and we could interview him. I'm not.
Of course.
We don't have to like
poop
everyone.
Jokes until he closes his connection.
You know, what the smart thing to do is to do a straightforward interview, and I go in the room and call on the phone and do the poop jokes.
Go ahead. Sid. Were you say something?
Poop?
No.
No.
Oh, what?
Coughing. Sorry.
How dare you?
He just farted.
All right.
Good place to leave it.
I think we could start winding it down. Any other? Oh, I wanted to mention that Sid and I were hanging out. You know, the Olympics are going on, and I feel like I don't know, like nobody really cares about them this year, or less people care about them this year. I think because it's more on the streaming model as opposed to just always on NBC. It's not as much a topic of conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm, still, like Twitter's pretty active with it.
I noticed that it gets attention when something happens. Like no one's just like, hey, the Olympics, but like if there's a newsworthy thing that happens.
That is true. I was on Twitter and in real time, I saw this morning how Simone Biles decided to step away, and it was like every news outlet breaking Russia beats America after Simone Biles steps aside. Breaking. And it's like nobody cares this much, Axios and Politico. Like, calm down.
She's fairly famous, I think.
She's the most. They're just looking for an angle, I guess. But anyway,
I just saw something in a store that was like Simone Biles endorses blah blah blah, and it was like the most sugary. It was like, you know, pixie sticks or something. It was like something completely unhealthy.
That's how she gets her gymnastic figure.
Yeah, right. That's probably why she has to quit. Is that a shape for all that sugar?
Well, it's the sugar crash that gave her the mental issues because she said she was getting a little too stressed out, and that's why she decided to drop out of tonight's thing, which I think that's awesome. Like, there were so many shitty people commenting on it, but I feel
John
like
Schaefer.
I feel like more athletes should say that and do like, yeah, like it's your health is more,
but
your mental health is
competition at that level inherently stressful. If every athlete just quit because it was too stressful, then mm-hmm. there'd be no sports left.
Nice. Yeah, that'd be great. Let's do it. I mean, if you think of it, like the idea of the only, like, I don't want to get too macro here, folks, but am I the only one who?
Okay, Chachi.
No, I just say, like, the whole concept of the Olympics kind of seems outdated in general. Like why am I rooting for, like, what country? You know what I mean? Like,
why are you rooting for Namibia?
Yeah, or why am I rooting for the U.S.? Like,
you don't have to.
Why does it, like, why do the geographical things form?
Let me ask you this, Rob. Tomorrow night, very late at night, maybe it's tonight. The next Team USA basketball game, men's basketball, is against Iran. Who are you going to root for, Rob?
Aaron Lewis wants to know where your loyalties are.
Yeah.
Neither, because that's what I'm saying. It's like I have no loyalty to any country here. Like,
I root against the U.S. relentlessly. Like, I want everyone, and it's not from some political thing like fuck the U.S. It's just like they already are great at everything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why
honestly,
do they need
that's
medals?
How I feel too. Yeah, like when I do start watching it, like it's almost unfair that U.S. Is the best at everything because you know, you have the most resources. So yeah. I do kind of find myself rooting for like the smaller country. That, like, I'm not saying I'm rooting for China. China doesn't need it. But like these smaller countries, it's like, yeah, give these people something, you know, like they could use the endorsement money from Nike.
Well, Canada in the Winter Olympics, like they do hockey and the U.S. beats them in hockey. Who gains from that? Like, let them fucking have one fucking thing. It's like beating them in the maple syrup making competition.
They have curling. That's all they get.
Fine. The U.S. won curling last time
they
in 2018. Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
The
point, right,
so Finn and I were at a diner, and the Olympics were on, and we were like, my one favorite thing about the Olympics is the question of what sport is this? What the fuck is this? And it was pretty incredible because it was, I guess, the technical name for women's handball. But so what it was basically a combination of basketball and soccer. So there's instead of a hoop and a net, there's goals, there's a goalie, but they're not kicking the ball. They're passing and dribbling the ball. And it seems that there's rules like there's traveling rules. Like you can only take two steps before you have to either dribble or pass. Mm-hmm. And
you're talking about handball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you had to ref handball, Darren, like that kind?
I didn't hear you. What?
Have you ever had to ref? Like
no,
this kind
that
of
doesn't run in leagues like you know, that frequently. That I'd be able to.
I'm just saying, it seemed pretty exciting, and I was like, "How is this not actually a sport?" You know, like, how is this not a bigger thing? Because it seemed like something that it was like we were joking because Sid has a huge disdain for soccer. It's like a more entertaining soccer. It's like a more fast-paced soccer. Basically.
Almost to be fair, almost anything is a more entertaining soccer.
It's also a more, like a less skill needed basketball too.
Right. Cause the net, the hoop is massively huge.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't have to deal with like the that accuracy stress and all that. Yeah, it's more about strategy of passing and all that. So yeah, I guess that aspect is cool.
I'm waiting for ping pong.
I like that they're skateboarding at the Olympics. I think that's very cool, and that there was a cool Japanese skater and she killed it.
They do you watch the swimming and like compare yourself?
I did watch. I absolutely cannot do that, and I'm I would say just on the cusp of leaving being a novice swimmer to being an intermediate swimmer, but I did watch some swimming and like. You know, you joke, I'm not to necessarily say like, oh, I could do better. Like just to see like, oh, what's the Olympic form for this kind of swimming. Right. And I was just like, oh wow. Like they're on another level, like especially the transition, the lane transition, like to go to loop back, you know, it's such a smooth motion. Whereas like, I'm just out of breath after a lap or two. I'm just like, all right, give me a sec.
So this is what it took to let you know, you're not an Olympic caliber swimmer.
Yeah, this is what it took.
Finally,
this
dream has died.
The 2020 Olympics is when I realized this isn't happening. The 37-year-old Rob is not making it to the Olympics.
You know, they brought the softball and baseball back, too. They were gone for years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And there's three-on-three basketball now also, which is interesting.
So how are the rules different than that? Are there any differences in the rules for
three-on-three? Three-on-three?
I believe each team gets to play two fewer people.
What do you mean? Like,
on three.
Oh, okay. I get
otherwise, it's the same game?
Probably. I don't know. No, I think like...
Is it half court?
I don't remember if it's half court, but I think that like you play, there's like a smaller time limit and it's either like first team to 20 or like 10 minutes of gameplay or 20 minutes. There's like, it's not just whoever has the most points after this amount of time. It's either whoever reaches this point total first or whoever's ahead after this shorter amount of time. So the games are like more fast paced and like action packed. But I have not watched any yet. I looked at like the roster for Team USA and it was like one college player I remember from like, it's a bunch of like mid 30s dudes. Mm-hmm. Only one of whom I remember from when they played college. I was just like,
and how do they pick these teams? Is it just whoever wants to play? Like they'll take
trials. They have trials, but they're not. Are they taking NBA players? They're not.
Not
right?
For 3-on-3, no.
But I mean, for the 5-on-5s.
Yeah. Well, there's like a whole like Team USA commission, and there was a lot of controversy and drama and hand wringing over the players they brought, and then a couple players couldn't go because they got COVID right before. It's a whole fucking thing.
And also, like, the idea that – I think it's kind of bullshit that, like, pro players are – like, isn't this an amateur like?
Well, no, but their pro players get to play for other countries, too.
Yeah, they all use pro players. In fact, that's why they got rid of baseball and softball, I heard, because they – like, MLB was refusing to send their players to let them play in the middle of the season in the Olympics. Yeah. So the Americans were using all, like, nobodies, and all the other teams were – tarring the shit out of them because they were using pros from their countries.
And this year, I think they're letting like minor leaguers go, right? But not major.
Well, I don't know if they are doing that because I thought Ty Kelly's in the majors and he's on Team Israel, right?
I don't know if Team Israel is in the Olympics.
Well, I saw them in the trials. Maybe they didn't make it.
I just remember hearing like in the fantasy sports podcast that I listened to, they were talking about, well, this prospect might not get called up for another month because he's in Tokyo for the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
So I think some of them did get to go. So it's not just like a team of scrubs and retired players.
The Iran-US game is at 12:40 a.m. All right.
Staying up?
That's a little midnight basketball game. No.
No.
I'll watch the highlights in the morning.
But maybe like one of your distant relatives is in there. Like how many Iranians could there be that aren't related to you?
Imagine if the entire starting five is named Pasmani.
They all look exactly like Rob.
I get my height from the Ukrainian side of my family, actually.
Mm.
What are you saying? Your Iranian family is short? It's not very nice.
It's the truth.
I've met your father. He's not short.
He's shorter than me?
Most people are shorter than you. That's not a fair.
Well, shorter than
taller,
my sister.
I think he's taller than me.
Well, you're short.
Papa Rabba.
You're shorty.
Papa Rabba can dunk.
Hey, shorty. It's your birthday. What?
I don't know.
I'm done.
Dun, dun,
They're gonna party like it's your birthday. I'm trying to look up. Here we go. Looking up some hate mail. I think we got some hate mail.
Okay.
Maybe as we wind down the show.
I can get behind that.
Yes, here we go. Last week we were talking about the mom who named her kids Metallica, mm-hmm. Pantera,
Slayer,
and right. Slayer. And so we got an email from Abhijit, and Abhijit says, "Personally, I named my kids Mikey and Bibble."
I can get behind that too.
So, and or another option, and he links to some story where a woman named her children Nell Marmalade, Eric Mustard, and Vincent Mash.
Okay. Okay.
We'll take it. You can, of course, send your hate mail to hatemail@metalinjection.net. We have a Spotify playlist, folks.
That kid is destined to become a colonel, right?
Which one?
Colonel Mustard.
I get it. The Metal Injection live cast music break. It's on Spotify. Give it a search. And you can see every week we pick a song or two or three or four. And we add it to the playlist. And the playlist is pretty long. And there's a lot of fun tracks. It's over 200 tracks now in this playlist. It's cool. So enjoy it.
But let me stop you right there. I should mention that this is the one-year anniversary of our playlist.
Wow.
So we now have 52. I think we might have not done it for a week.
July 21st was the first.
Are you sure? I had the July 28th.
Nope.
Okay, so 53 weeks.
Sorry, Jerry.
I didn't even mention it last week, so at least I got it out there.
All right.
Happy belated.
So kick it off, my favorite Slipknot song, Eyeless. Tribute to the late great Joey Jordison off the debut album, which was the heaviest thing I heard at the time when I heard it in 99. And then I also although I do vividly remember this one guy who I was acquaintances with who liked heavy music, who I kind of always thought was like a dick, was like, yeah, they're not heavy anymore, they were heavier on the demo. And I laughed and was like, no seriously. Like, all right, get out of here.
Where is he now, this guy? What happened to him?
Like, I don't even want to make fun of him because it's not even worth it. But he probably works at, like, a diner or something. He's like a busboy.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Shade for the hospitality industry. All right.
He didn't make much of himself. I'll tell you what. Nothing wrong with the hospitality industry.
Except for this guy.
Something wrong with this guy, but not the industry. I also threw in a Metal Church song. I wasn't the biggest Metal Church guy, but I listened to a bunch today, and it's very good. So I threw in Fake Healer.
And is this one of the songs with the dead guy in it?
Yes. Yes, I made sure it's from the album with him in it. So
a little bit of controversy in the Discord earlier.
I posted the first hour. I was like, hey, I'm listening to this one. It's pretty good. And some of our live cast stars pointed out to me that actually the guy who died, Mike, did not sing on those albums. but that singer also dead. So partial credit.
How long ago was that? Also breaking news?
No, it was old.
For a while.
Darren, what did you pick?
I picked a song from Girls 5 Eva, which is a great television show that features a lot of very funny musical comedy. And they have an album of the soundtrack of that, which I highly recommend. Nonstop laughs. And I recommend the show, too. But this song is called I'm Afraid, and it's just a lot of just a character who has a lot of anxiety, who runs down all the list of all the things that she's afraid of, like a stop sign falling down and decapitating her, or sending a pic to her father.
The joke is, as the song progresses, she's unreasonably afraid of things that are very unlikely to happen to her. Like, right. That's kind of how the joke escalates.
Mm-hmm. Go check it out.
Sid, Sid, what did you pick?
I picked the song Whatever Happened to the Likely Lads by the band Snuff, who are a British band. They're like a pop punk band that's been around probably more than 30 years by now. They're very fun because the drummer is the lead singer, and it's always fun at a show to see that because it's so rare and it seems so impossible to pull off. So it makes it like twice as entertaining just watching this guy drum in like a fast-paced punk band and do all the vocals. Very cool. So if concerts are ever a thing again and they tour, maybe I'd go see it again. I don't know.
Maybe. Those are our Spotify playlist picks of the week. Bow, 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 bow.
Okay.
And let's see here. Let's talk about our top livecast fans of the week. Of course, to be a top livecast fan of the week, just hit up our Patreon. Just need you to subscribe to the $10 tier. I'm getting a little burpy here.
Uh-oh.
And at the $10 tier, you get access to all the $5 perks.
Oh. What? Ooh.
Rob, are you underwear? Are you in tighty whities right now?
Maybe.
Is that what I just saw? Are you relaxing while doing the podcast?
Maybe I'm not wearing pants. Who knows?
No.
You got those knock around shorts on?
That's the reason you sign up for the Patreon. You get to see Rob in his underpants.
So here are our top live guest fans of the week. If you hit up our Patreon, $10, you get a shout out at the end of the show. And I want to just say, Eric, you're not the only one to join our Patreon. We got Robert Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin Two, Benjamin El Duderino, Dan R, Mindy Mays Kipper. Are you the only one to Croc Destroyer? Cattle Decaf, Sam a Rooney. I'm a Rooney. I is a Rooney. And Blue. Gender's the only one with Chasseur's Susits and the Crustacean Sensation, a.k.a. Got Stomper, Dallas only one. And Rattle and Pira, when I hear the Lex Tacos and Orlando Dags, LaCroix's the only one to fucking care. And a Scooby-Doo 182 and Blue. Am I the only one, Douglas, who will you love a song? And no, you're not, because we're all here too. Aaron Lewis is a piece of shit. Oh. He's a millionaire pretending to be blue collar. He's not. He's not the only one.
Oh, that's lovely little coda there.
Mm. What did you get? Thank you for tuning in. Noah will be back next week.
Yeah.
Hope you're back.
Do we have a guest maybe? Is that possible for next week?
I think we might.
And I'll be in Texas.
Oh. Well, we'll see you then. And we love you.
Yeah.
Stay safe until then.
Yeah, after that you could die.
Oh.
If you want to.
The recording has stopped.
All right.
Stacked episode.
That was hilarious.
We definitely have to extract some of your, Darren, your